Well, there's a lot of heavy burdens and a lot of hurting hearts. I'm thankful that the Lord can help us. Whatever the circumstances or situations we find ourselves, I want to look in Matthew, the 9th chapter this morning. And I'd like to start reading at the 9th verse. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. These scriptures have kind of been rolling over in my mind and heart, and I've been pondering them, praying about them, and in the book of Luke, it also has this account in the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Luke. But in the Gospel of Luke it says, Jesus and saw a publican named Levi. This is the same person. Sitting at the receipt of custom. And then it said, and Levi made him a great feast in his own house. Well, Levi or Matthew doesn't mention that it's his own house. It just says sitting in the house. But Jesus called him to follow him. And Matthew rose up, mind-boggling. Totally mind-boggling. I don't know, I don't understand what maybe Matthew had heard of Jesus. Apparently there was something that had been transpiring in his heart and his mind. The scriptures really doesn't teach us, but for a man to leave a lucrative position and go follow somebody, leaving everything behind. He just rose up and followed it. Something had to be working in his heart and in his mind. Maybe it was the impression that Jesus made on him. Maybe he felt a drawing. Or maybe he had heard before about Jesus. I don't know. The scriptures really doesn't tell us, but it says that he left. He rose up and followed Jesus. And it says that it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, which is Matthew's house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Now, publicans and sinners don't have a very good reputation. Publicans are tax collectors. And according to history, there was a lot of corruption in the collection of taxes under the Roman Empire for the Roman government. And so tax collectors didn't have a very good and high reputation among the Jewish people. They were looked down upon. They were less. And that's who Matthew invited to his house, tax collectors and sinners. And the Pharisees took offense that Jesus would associate with tax collectors and sinners. And they asked the disciples, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? They felt like they would be defiled. But it was really also that way with the Gentiles. I mean, it was like they were taught not to associate with the Gentiles, which was people from other nations, unless they became a Jewish proselyte. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And that's the phrase I'm thinking about this morning. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And I've been asking, Lord, what do you mean by this? What are you referring to? I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And I have a little question about that part of the verse also, because the scripture says we've all sinned. We have all sinned and came short of the glory of God. We've all failed. We've all did things that we are ashamed of. We've all done things that we wished we wouldn't have done and could forget. But that's the ones that Jesus came to help. That's the one Jesus came to heal and to help. This scripture is also, Jesus is quoting from Hosea 6:6. I'll just read part of that verse. It says, for I will have mercy rather than sacrifice, and the knowledge of God rather than whole burnt offerings. You know, you can read different scriptures in the Old Testament that God got tired of burnt offerings and sacrifices. He got tired of it. I think people probably did too. But God got tired of it. It didn't. If the person was really sincere in trying to please God, I'm sure God received that. I'm sure God accepted that. But the problem was they were bringing sacrifices and it never did. They never changed. It never made a change in their life. In some cases, it was almost like a license now to do evil. You read in there's a scripture in the Proverbs that talks about the lady that was unfaithful to her husband. She said, I paid my vows this day. it was like a license to do evil. And God was so tired of sacrifices and burnt offerings when the person didn't really want a change in their heart and in their life. And I can see that. I can see how God was tired of their sacrifices. I also want to get another scripture in the book of Matthew, the 12th chapter, and the first verse. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was an hungered and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Now, I want to be honest with you. I'm not sure what this is referencing. I couldn't find the scripture, but we know the Sabbath day they were not permitted to work. They were to gather up the day before enough food or manna when the manna was given, but they were supposed to prepare. So they didn't have to. It was supposed to be a restful, quiet, peaceful day. They weren't not to go about their normal business. That was the rest that God wanted people to have. A day of rest, the Sabbath. Now, the priests were working at sacrificing, apparently on the Sabbath day. They were busy making sacrifices. Appears that they were working. I'm not for sure exactly what this has reference to, but it says, they were blameless. But Jesus says, But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. More than the temple, more than all the sacrifices, more than all of their was greater than all those things that they were trusting in and looking to. And then he says in verse 7, he says, "But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day." So here he's saying these words again, and he's saying, if you would have known what this means. In other words, if you would understand in your heart this thought of mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned or accused the guiltless. The mercy of God is all we have this morning. The mercy of God, in the Old Testament, it was called the mercy seat. For great reason. We come to God through His mercy. We live unto God through His mercy. When we recognize it's His mercy, and we understand it's His mercy, it's nothing that I've earned, it's nothing that I deserve, that affects my attitude towards other people. If it's something that I have earned, if it's something that I'm depending upon, that affects my attitude towards other people. He said, if ye had known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. If all we have is mercy to go by, we're not in a place to condemn anybody else. We're not in a place to look down upon other people. That's the only way that we're saved. It's through the mercy of God. One of the songwriters, I believe it was one of the Wesleys, said, If my zeal could no longer know, in other words, if my earnest, fervent zeal for God could go all the way to the end of life and every day and every hour just on target, full of zeal, he said, these could not pretend for sin atone. It was a price, our sin was a price that we could not pay and we cannot pay within ourselves. And I want to say self-righteousness too. It's not just for religious people, because there are a lot of people in the world that feel like they're okay without the forgiveness of Christ. And they're not. That's a sort of self-righteousness too. And that was the whole purpose of the law, was to bring the knowledge of sin that we're not, that I can't do it. We're not good enough within ourselves to, I can't do enough good to outweigh the bad. I hope I'm getting my thought across. Jesus said, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And Jesus was mercy. We see His mercy extended so many times. The woman taken in adultery that they were wanting to stone. They were wanting to condemn Jesus. Wanting to publicly ridicule her. Jesus had mercy. He showed mercy to that woman. Another song says, justice called. But mercy answered. The law called for sacrifice, the shedding of blood, payment for sin. And Jesus answered. Mercy answered. I want to turn. This scripture is to me really explained by the Gospel of Luke, what Jesus mentioned in Luke, the 18th chapter. I'm going to read that. In verse 9 it says, He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. I don't think it was by chance that Jesus chose these words. Somebody that was looked down upon. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. To me, this is what this verse is saying. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. In other words, I'm not interested in your works. I want to give mercy. I want to show mercy. Jesus also taught about the man that was forgiven a great debt. And he said he took one of his fellows by the throat and demanded of him the little debt that he owed. How can we do that? How can we do that as people, as human? We do. I have. We need to remember the mercy of God. Brother Austin handed down a story to us that's always struck a deep chord in my heart. Anyway, his father was facing death. Brother Ostis's father was also a minister of the gospel. He preached the gospel for years and years. And Brother Ostis asked his dad, "How's it look? You ever ask that to someone that was dying?" I have. "What's it look like?" Brother Ossus's dad said that by the merits of Jesus shed blood, "I believe I'll be saved." Wasn't nothing he had done. Wasn't any messages that he preached. It was the merits of Jesus shed blood. I know the Lord changes us when we come to Him and ask for mercy. I know the Lord can make a change in our heart, in our lives, in our mind, in our spirit when we ask God for mercy. We don't do very good at changing ourselves. Just like this publican that couldn't lift up his eyes to heaven, he just said, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." You know, the publican had a repentant heart. He was saying, I'm sorry. And Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified." We don't ever want to lose sight of the mercy of God. Doesn't matter how long we've been saved. Doesn't matter how good we've been or haven't been. We want to hold on to the mercy of God. It helps me to have a right attitude and a right spirit towards others. All through the Scriptures, it talks about not being judgmental, not being hard in our... It talks about, in what measure ye meet, it will be measured to you again. I need a lot of mercy. And so I want to give. I want to have a lot of mercy, like Jesus had. He was very merciful. The thief on the cross, Jesus was very merciful to those that asked for forgiveness and for help. So I want to challenge us all not to lose sight of mercy this morning. We're all going to need it. Someone wrote in my book, gave me years ago, but they put a little statement in there that says, a fault, who likes faults? A fault that humbleth is better than a virtue that exalteth. The fault that humbleth is better than a virtue that exalteth. I've needed that at times. I'm glad they put that. They gave me a gift, a book, and they wrote that. They wrote another deal too, but they had that in there. Let's be merciful to people that don't see it like we do. To people that don't do it like we do. Let's be patient, merciful, long-suffering. Because we'll need it. We'll need that in our lives. For I will have mercy rather than sacrifice. Appreciate your attention this morning.